Horrid Henry Tricks the Tooth Fairy by Francesca Simon. Read by Miranda Richardson. Horrid Henry Tricks the Tooth Fairy.
It's not fair! Shrieked Horrid Henry.
He trampled on Dad's new flower bed, squashing the pansies.
It's just not fair!
Moody Margaret had lost two teeth. Sour Susan had lost three. Clever Claire lost two in one day. Rude Ralph had lost four, two top and two bottom, and could spit to the blackboard from his desk. Greedy Graham's teeth were pouring out. Even Weepy William had lost one, and that was ages ago. Every day, someone swaggered into school, showing off a big black toothy gap and waving 50p or even a pound that the tooth fairy had brought. Everyone, that is, but Henry.
It's not fair! Shouted Henry again.
He yanked on his teeth. He pulled, he pushed, he tweaked, and he tugged. They would not budge. His teeth were superglued to his gums.
Why me? Moaned Henry, stomping on the petunias. Why am I the only one who hasn't lost a tooth?
Horrid Henry sat in his fort and scowled. He was sick and tired of other kids flaunting their ugly, wobbly teeth and disgusting holes in their gums. The next person who so much as mentioned the word tooth had better watch out.
Henry, shouted a squeaky little voice, where are you?
Horrid Henry hid behind the branches.
I know you're in the fort, Henry, said Perfect Peter.
Go away, said Henry.
Look, Henry, said Peter, I've got something wonderful to show you.
Henry scowled.
What?
You have to see it, said Peter.
Peter never had anything good to show. His idea of something wonderful was a new stamp, or a book about plants, or a gold star from his teacher saying how perfect he'd been. Still, Henry crawled out.
This had better be good, he said, or you're in big trouble.
Peter held out his fist and opened it. There was something small and white in Peter's hand. It looked like... No, it couldn't be. Henry stared at Peter. Peter smiled as wide as he could.
Henry's jaw dropped. This was impossible. His eyes must be playing tricks on him.
Henry blinked. Then he blinked again. His eyes were not playing tricks. Perfect Peter, his younger brother, had a black gap at the bottom of his mouth where a tooth had been.
Henry grabbed Peter. You've coloured in your tooth with black crayon, you faker!
Have not, shrieked Peter. It fell out. See?
Peter proudly poked his finger through the hole in his mouth. It was true. Perfect Peter had lost a tooth. Henry felt as if a fist had slammed into his stomach.
Told you, said Peter.
He smiled again at Henry.
Henry could...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?